Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our guest today is Daryl Brand. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, David.
Daryl has an interesting background where he's really gotten tuned in to the whole harmonic structure of the body, and we're going to be talking in detail. Our intention today is to harmonize the whole body so that energy can flow freely for our health and consciousness. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things that are happening at the school. We've got the next semester starting. Actually, we've got an open house on April 6th, which is a week from tomorrow. So if you're in the area, come on in. If you're not, fly on in. It's a whole day from 1 to 6 p.m., and we do a lot of meditations, heart-opening meditations. We talk about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and we talk about the program and put people on sound tables and sound chairs and vibrate people with bowls and all different types of things. So it's really a fun time, and you end up really in bliss after about 5 hours of it. It's really funny. A lot of people say, why do you do so long? But it's really interesting. Once you get in the zone, you can just keep going forever because it just feels so good. So that's 1 to 6 on April 6th. We've got the next semester starting for the Sound Healing Program on May 19th. If you pay in full by Tuesday, you can still get like a $300 discount. That's the first semester of the degree program, and that's 3.5 months. We've also got the Summer Intensive, which is June 8th to the 21st, and that's 2 weeks nonstop, day and night, 10 to 9:30. We haven't killed off a person yet. It's really quite immersive. I mean, it's really effective to go into sound every day for that long. You just really become it, you know. And that's the first half of the certificate program. You could do the second half in August, which I think is August 3rd or 4th to the 15th. And or you could do the second half online. You know, we set it up so the first half of the intensive is the part that's best done at the Institute. You could actually do the whole certificate online as well. We've got that set up, and it really works well. We've got all our different instructors teach, and it's totally interactive, so you can ask questions. We do toning and chanting. We've also got the entire degree online as well. We've also got the audio recording classes online and at the Institute. Online, we're just starting this week, actually, if you're interested in learning how to run an audio program in a way that will affect people in really major ways, really deeply. We teach how to do binaural beats for brainwave entrainment as well. That program at the Institute starts May 19th, although we've got an intensive version starting June 24th to August 1st, which is between the two sound healing intensives. So it's set up so you can, if you really want to get immersed, you know, especially if you're not in the state, you know, you're out of the country or out of the state or out of the country, you could do the sound healing intensive from the 8th to the 21st, the audio intensive from the 24th to August 1st, and then continue with the second audio intensive from the 3rd to the 15th. And you will never, ever be the same again. So that's all happening. If you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2486, or you can go online at soundhealingcenter.com and find all the information there. We also still are doing treatments. Emmanuel's still working with people with cancer with really good results. And we also have the store at Sound of Love. .com, where we have all the sound healing instruments you could imagine. We've got some new ones, too, as well, that are really interesting, besides all of our CDs and stuff. So that's soundoflove.com, although you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Oh, I forgot one event that's coming up. I think it's April 12th and 13th, the weekend of April 12th and 13th, is it? Yeah. And that's we're doing the Sound of Love workshop that we do every semester. and it's with myself and Sylvina. And for 2 days, we just take you into the sounds that will take you into loving yourself, how to resonate more love in relationships and in your work, but also how to connect to universal love and spiritual divine love with sound. It's really an amazing workshop. We go really deep, and it just feels so good. And it's really helpful for just bringing more love into your life. I don't think I've ever had anybody say they've got too much love in their life. So check that out online as well. Okay, so today we're talking with Daryl. Daryl called about a month ago, and he's got an interesting background and has been doing workshops throughout the nation. But tell us about yourself, Daryl, and how you came to be who you are.
Yeah, let's see. Where do you start? I was a born musician. I started playing musical instrument at 8 years old, which at my age, it was the soonest that I could start playing. I wanted to start playing earlier than that, but they wouldn't let me. So 8 years old, I took my parents by the hand and went down to the local music store, and I got my first accordion and started playing the accordion, which...
Cool.
That'll maybe give you an idea of how old I am.
So
after that, I studied music my whole life and became a classically trained guitarist and performed semi-professionally on a national level. And I mean, I wasn't like a Segovia or anything. I just did smaller venues. And early on, I started thinking when I got into doing healing work, which was probably in the mid-80s, I started wanting to merge sound and healing. And I started studying some chakra stuff, and that's a connection to the connection for sound to the body. And somehow I started getting the impression that I was going to be able to play the body. And by that, I meant I was going to be able to do the specific frequency for every organ and tissue and function in the body. I didn't know how I was going to go about doing it, and I would sit down with one of my musical instruments, because I play most instruments, and nothing would ever come, but somehow this concept that I was going to be able to do that just stayed with me.
Cool.
And make a long story short, finally I went off to massage school. I had 3 music stores, and after a bit I closed those and went off to massage school. And there I was introduced to the human energy system and studied polarity and cranial work and orthobiontomy and all kinds of modalities that were based in the human energy system. And found that I really had a knack for working with the energy system. Working as a musician for so long and with a music store, I'd been tuning instruments for decades. And so it was really natural for me just to move into being able to tune the body. I could really tune into the vibration of the body and any kind of discoherent frequency going on in the body. And pretty rapidly, I really developed practices all over the country. What would happen is I was studying all over the country, and the other people in the classes recognized almost immediately that I was really very gifted, and they would invite me to come to their city, and they would set me up with their clients, and I would work on their clients. And so after a while, I developed a whole circuit going all over the country. It was good because I really couldn't develop a practice in Buffalo. Buffalo is a very, very behind the times town, and most of the people thought that I was either in league with the devil or I was going to rob their soul because I was doing this thing called energy work, or I was going to be able to read their deepest thoughts and tell the whole world. And so I couldn't develop a practice in Buffalo. It was really frustrating, but that led me to keep traveling and keep studying and keep developing a practice all over the country, and which I was okay with. I was single. I still am. And I started taking a course in miracles, and I met this woman. She's an older woman, and she kept asking me all these questions about my practice. And this was back in the early 90s, and here in Buffalo, they would still throw people in jail for doing what I was doing, doing energy work. You know, if you said the wrong thing, you know, you talked about curing or something, they were arresting people. It was really crazy. And so I didn't know if she was with the AMA police or what was going on with her. And so finally I said, you know, her name was Joan. I said, Joan, why are you asking me all these questions? And she said, well, my husband, Al, he was the head surgeon of Buffalo General Hospital, which he was the head surgeon for 15 years. And he would come home on a regular basis and say something to the effect that we know so much about drugs and surgery, but there's so much that we don't know. And it really bothered him a great deal. It, he felt that there was a lot more to medicine than he was had it at accessible through allopathic medicine. And when she found out I was doing this energy work, she figured out that I knew what he was alluding to. And so she wanted to know all about this. So we became really good friends after that, and we would go up to Niagara Falls because I live about 20 minutes from Niagara Falls, and all the lane lines, she was old and pretty ill. She was an old Italian and eating pasta and red sauce her whole life and really took its toll. And so we'd go up to Niagara Falls, and that would help her out a lot, all the negative ions, and just being out in nature was good for her. And so one day I said, you know, if you die first, why don't you help me from the other side? And if I die first, I'll help you from the other side. And she thought that was a phenomenal idea. And so we made this agreement that we would do this. So I moved down to Florida because I had a pretty big practice going down in Jacksonville. And rather than living up in Buffalo with no practice, I decided I'd move to Florida. It's the weather was a little bit more accessible, especially this time of the year. And so all of a sudden, I was out walking, and I was in Jacksonville Beach. I was walking on the beach, and I looked up, and I saw Joan's face smiling down at me at the stars.
Cool.
And it seemed really natural. You know, but, you know, afterwards, I said, geez, I saw Joan's face in the stars? I mean, isn't that kind of unusual? And so I realized that she must have transitioned, and I heard through the grapevine a while later that she did indeed transition. And it was about 6 months later, I was sitting in Starbucks, and all of a sudden, all this information on harmonics started flooding my mind. And I literally commandeered three or four tables, and I had all this paper, and I was writing down what was coming to me. And all of a sudden, I kind of sat back, and I looked at this, and I said, Daryl, you know, I don't know any of this. And yet I was laying it down, you know, and it was like, where's this all coming from? You know, and I'd studied metaphysics for a long time, and I knew about channeling, and I realized that somebody must be channeling it, because I had read all kinds of books on music, and there was only about a paragraph in the books that said, you know, harmonics are, and basically alluded to the concept that Pythagoras was the first one to come up with the idea of harmonics and said that basically everything out there is tuned to a harmonic. And so here, all this information connecting harmonics to the body and what notes to play and how to get to different dimensions using harmonics, this was all coming to me, and I'm scribbling this all down in all different keys and writing it down. And finally, I realized that I wasn't doing this, and I literally leaned back and I said, who's doing this? There was literally pressure on the top of my head, and I heard Joan's voice go off. She was an old Italian grandmother. As I said, and she said, it's me. And I said, Joan? And she said, yeah, I'm just fulfilling our bargain. Don't you remember? She said, this is how we feel on this side, and I'm giving it to you so that you can use it on your side. And so she stayed in connection with me for months and just kept bumping stuff into me. It was like, you know, there was pressure on the top of my head for months while this stuff kept coming in. And it's, that was back in like 2003, 2004-ish, around in that area. It's like it's still unfolding today. It's like that's how much information she downloaded to me. And so one day, I was literally driving back. I finally started working with it, which is really quite rapidly. I think I started working with it around 2004. So within months, I knew exactly what she was sending to me, because I had studied metaphysics and I had been studying music and I had been studying healing, and this came in. It was just perfect. It was exactly what I was looking for, and I knew exactly how to use it. And so I had a friend down in the Southern Tier, which is about 60, 70 miles away, and I started talking to him about it, and he set me up with his clients. And so I had a chance to actually work on other people with this stuff, and I started seeing how just incredible this stuff was, working with people with strokes and all kinds of different conditions. And so as I was driving back one night, I said, you know, with all due respect, Joan, I'm a classically trained musician, and I didn't know any of this stuff. You played clarinet in elementary school. Your husband was a doctor. You were fully immersed in allopathic medicine. I've been studying metaphysics and healing for years, and I didn't know any of this stuff. You couldn't possibly have learned this in the short period of time that you've been deceased. So who's really doing this? And I look up, and Joan is smiling down at me first, and then her husband, Al, the doctor, is above her, and he's, like, feeding her. And then above him was Dr. Sutherland, who studied, the originator of cranial work, and he was interested in sound. And then Dr. Stone, who did polarity work, and I'm a polarity practitioner and a cranial sacral therapist, so both of my teachers were involved in it, each one passing it down to another dimension. And then a whole bunch of people that I didn't recognize in higher dimensions, going all the way back to Pythagoras. And it was like Pythagoras was originating the whole concept, and he was passing it down from dimension to dimension to dimension to dimension until Joan passed it down to me.
And the Pythagoras is even from a previous lifetime.
Yeah.
Like it keeps going.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead. I'm sure there's so much information. Let's go ahead and dive into it. What? Tell us about the information that you got.
Well, it's primarily based on the chakra system. The chakra system, as we sort of know the chakra system, it's really been way, way watered down. You people that originated what we know as the chakra system either didn't know that much about it, or they watered it way down so a relatively uneducated population could understand what they were talking about. And
I mean, they didn't really even know what harmonics were back then, you know, to be able to explain it in that way, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And so what they did is they watered it way, way down, and that has just been regurgitated by people who talk about the chakra system. I don't know, these people were out in, early 1900s, late 1800s?
Mm-hmm.
And so for over 100 years, we've been just reiterating the same stuff. And I studied that as a polarity practitioner and an orthobiotomy practitioner. And I started getting the sensitivity as a musician to realize that what I was learning and what I was trying to impose on a person's body wasn't what was there. It was like I was perceiving something very, very different than what I had learned. And it was so confusing. And, you know, at that time I said, well, you know, it's got to be what I studied in the book. Every book I read says it's this. And yet it wasn't that. And so literally I threw the whole thing out, the whole chakra system away, and didn't use it for really many years until I started developing this harmonic stuff, which at that time I realized the right tuning for the chakra system and really what the chakra system is, which the chakra system is really the template that the chakra banner demonstrates, a template for the whole body. And the harmonics in it are the frequency, the underlying frequency. They're the information carrier and address for all the different body parts.
It's interesting. On chakras, just to give a little perspective, I mean, I've done a lot of classes and, of course, radio shows on chakras. There's a lot of different ways you can look at chakras, and then maybe you can say how you're seeing it in relation to this. Some people, of course, talk about the notes of the chakras, the different pitches, and as C to B, but you can also look at chakras from a frequency perspective and often think of it as the full range of frequencies from the lowest note to the highest note. But, you know, in China, they actually have the chakra frequencies go up by musical fifths instead of whole notes. But I've always felt that it makes sense, since the whole note structure of equal tempered tuning especially does not really exist in nature, that it would be the harmonic structure where the root chakra is the root note, and then each chakra would be one times, two times, three times, four times, which is the actual mathematical structure of harmonics.
That's correct. Uh-huh. That's correct. It's not diatonic at all.
Uh-huh.
So most people try to use a diatonic instrument because there aren't that many people out there with harmonic generators or frequency generators to be able to play the actual real note. And it's not the notes that the diatonic scale C through B. It actually goes up in whole steps all the way up to the, beyond the sixth chakra, it starts going into smaller notes because there's a bunch of chakras up there between the crown and the Ajna chakra.
Cool. Are they frequencies a bit, are they different for different people, or is it pretty, is it different, but the relationships are the same?
As far as I've seen, it's the same thing, at least at the deepest level. The template comes out the same for everybody. It's at the deepest level. In the more superficial aspects, it will change due to the level of fear that the person's carrying or the level of love the person's carrying. Also, the frequency will change with the level of spiritual development that the person has. Remember, I was in California in 2010, and these people would come in, a few of them, and I started playing the CDs. I've made CDs of the whole body, and they were talking about, doctor said that their glands weren't functioning properly, and I started playing CDs for the glands, and it didn't resonate. You know, and I'm going, geez, what is this going on here? You know, and I stopped playing this, and I said, you know what, can you tell me something about yourself? She says, well, you know, I've been searching for God for many, many decades. And I said, oh, okay. You know, she changed her frequency so drastically that the stuff that I made didn't fit. And so I had to actually use something at a much higher dimension and working with the energy system. So it's like she wasn't really using her glands anyway. She had really progressed beyond that. Uh-huh. It was really kind of... It was the only place that I've met that I've worked that I found that.
Uh-huh. So as far as the frequency, the music frequencies, tell us more about those, the CDs that you've come up with and how they work as far as frequencies or tones or what, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, it was a progression. I first came up with the chakra system and the template. The template basically is the two arms, two legs, trunk, and senses, and the head. That comes up to 50 petals. And using harmonics, you can use an overtone, an undertone, and a neutral. It's like we live in a triadic universe. It's yin, yang, and neutral. And in this case, I'm interpreting the sound in terms of yin, yang, and neutral. And those, that yin, yang, and neutral, the chakra petals, are actually the frequencies of all the different bodies. So,
Of the body itself?
Of the what we call the physical body as well as the energy body.
Okay, so let me see if I understand this. So you're saying that there's like something like 50 petals when you map out the chakras like this? And those are related in harmonic somehow by the harmonic structure, and the relationship of all of those makes up all of the actual organs in the body as well. Is that kind of right?
That's right. It'll be the underlying energy, and you have to remember that the harmonics are very similar to photons, and both of which are information carriers. They carry the information that tell the cells of the body, or the what make up the body, where it's going to be, the physical location in relationship to the rest of the body, as well as what it's going to do. It's an information carrier and an address for it. And you see what happens with illness and disease, it'll be a stress frequency will keep coming in and building up and confuse the cell. The cell doesn't know whether it should follow the stress frequency or whether it should follow the what's called the biodynamic frequency,
its own frequency.
What was that?
That biodynamic would be its own frequency.
That's the template frequency that we're born with.
Cool.
And that's life enhancing. If you maintained your biodynamic frequency through health, you would go on living for probably hundreds of years, or much longer than we're living. What happens in our culture, we accumulate stress from all different ways, and it confuses the cells to a point that the cells don't function properly.
They stop vibrating at their frequency.
Exactly. They're not following the biodynamic frequency. The stress frequencies take over. And what happens whenever you're doing sound healing, what happens, the biodynamic frequency is much more stable than the stress frequency. And so when you subject the biodynamic frequency to the cell, it will literally kick off the stress frequency. That stress frequency can be inflammation. It can be, I've cleared out like things like vaccinations, toxicity, heavy metals, all kinds of stuff that aren't supposed to be in the body and that the body accumulates will be kicked off when it's subjected to the biodynamic frequency.
Cool.
And then
it's interesting because, the first thing you said is you're creating a stable frequency, but when you really get tuned to the exact frequency of that part of the body, then it's even more effective.
That's correct. That's correct.
Cool. So you've gotten down to the exact frequency.
Yes. And for any organ or system, there will be one main frequency that is the key, but there will be many other similar frequencies that frequently will need to be played to support that. It's like each organ is really made of many, many different frequencies. It's not just one frequency. And
exactly. The way we explain it in the book and in my book and such as the one core frequency, which is like the home note or key of the song. And then all the other harmonics make up the variations within that overall organ.
Yeah, exactly.
And it,
the chakra system is really a fractal system. It's those petals, if you picture of a chakra, this the traditional picture, you have the bija, which is the main sound of the chakra, and then those petals are actually the harmonics, and they're actually created by the main bija. As the sound comes down through creation, it goes through a number of different layers of densities, and each chakra is really at a different density. And as it goes through that, it's sort of like a splash, that each chakra is like a chakra plane with all the frequencies on it. The chakra or the plane will have a certain nuance, and that is the actual chakra petals that you see in that chakra banner. It's like those petals give that plane a nuance or a flavor for it. So, for instance, probably the
like
most...
Like a timbre, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. And probably one of the most... one of the biggest examples is the second chakra is sexuality. And so someone who's on the second chakra will be focused on sex constantly. It's like sexual innuendos, sexual jokes. They're never having enough sex. They always want to have sex. They're always alluding everything to sex. But see, they're living on that chakra. And if they start doing spiritual work, they will start going up to the third or the fourth chakra, and all of a sudden they will, sex will become a normal part of life, but it won't be something that they're fulcruming around or focusing on 24/7. It just becomes a habit of life.
Chakras, a lot of people talk about the chakras are directly connected to each endocrine gland, and that whatever energy is happening in the chakra is going to affect that endocrine gland on an energetic level, but also on a hormone level and trigger different hormones. Is that kind of the way you see it?
Let's see. No, the endocrine glands really are... there's a petal on the second chakra for the midline organs, and that's actually the how it arranges. It would be it will connect the petal to each of the bija sounds of the chakra, the main sound of the chakra, and so you get seven chords for each harmonic. Each overtone or each undertone or each neutral. Actually, there's 50 petals times three, overtone, undertone, and neutral, so that gives you 150 frequencies. And then those are connected to each chakra, bija, to give you a different chord. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how the body composes, and it uses that harmonic over and over and over again, seven times, basically. So you'd have, let's say...
That really complex harmonic of like 150?
What is that?
It uses that really complex harmonic structure of 150 frequencies over and over, or what does it use over and over, the body?
It uses each individual... harmonic of the 150 over and over combined with the chakra bija to give you different chords. So, for instance, let's take the first petal of the heart chakra. The heart chakra, there's 12 petals on it. The heart chakra is actually the nervous system. And so if you play that first petal with the bija of the first chakra, you get the first nerve of the perineal. When you play that against the second chakra, you get the first nerve of the sacral plexus. When you play it against the third chakra, it's against the lumbar plexus. Against the fourth chakra, you get the thoracic vertebrae. Against the fifth will be the cervical. Against the sixth, you get the cranial nerve. And then against the seventh, you get the acupuncture meridian, which is the nervous system of the energy system. See, and that's basically how the whole body is arranged with everything. It's like it uses those harmonics over and over and over again to basically compose the whole body. But it's really very, very simple once you figure out the template and the structure of the chakras.
So the endocrine glands aren't really an important component. It kind of goes straight to the nerves, and the nervous system is the main way. It trickles down into the rest of the body, or through all the. Are you talking really even meridians and such?
I'm talking the whole energy system, all the polarity currents, the acupuncture meridians, as well as what we call the physical body, which is. You have to remember, what we call the physical body is really just a series of overlayments, sort of like translucent sheaths of, say, the emotional body, the mental body, the causal body, and it sort of builds up into what looks physical, but it's really...
I always thought of the main layout, and I, just from what I know, and I don't really know, because I haven't really gotten direct information, but I've always felt that it's like your soul frequency is the leader of the whole song of you, and that goes through that. All of your auras of what you just mentioned are in relation to that, and then the chakras are in relation to the auras, and then I always went from there to the endocrine glands, down to the organs, down to the cells. But so it sounds like you're. So how would you say the overall flow of energy or hierarchy of frequencies are, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I don't really get into an individual frequency for an individual.
I'm not talking individual frequency. I'm talking about the relationship, because you just talked about the relationship of the chakras going to the different nerves in the body, and so that's like one flow. That's one, and then the nerves control connect to all the organs, and it goes on down to the cells from there. And so, but how would the auras tie into all of this?
They're going to be a reflection of the harmonics or the chakra petals at the level of the seventh chakra. The seventh chakra is really the whole energy system.
Okay.
And that's going to include the aura, as well as the polarity currents and the traditional what is it called, Shushumna, Ida, Pingala, and the acupuncture meridians and the nadis. That's all expressed through the seventh chakra, playing the seventh chakra bija against all of the chakras. Will give you the energy system. Basically, that's how that works.
For the seventh chakra, are there like 1,000 petals?
Yes, but there's like 1,000 petals on every chakra.
Oh.
You see, what, as I was saying before, it's as the sound current, which the sound from God, comes into this denser plane, it's sort of like a cannonball that hits the denseness of the plane. So if we're going to start just with the physical body, it first hits the seventh chakra and like explodes, and that's the crown chakra with 1,000 petals. And when it comes down to the sixth chakra, there's another density there. It hits that density and literally explodes there as well and puts out another 1,000. Goes down to the fifth, same thing, fourth, third, second, all the way down to the first chakra. And each of those, as I said before, are chakra plane. It has all of the frequencies on it. So, for instance, someone who's living on the second chakra will have all of the feelings and emotions and thoughts that you and I may have, but their predominance is going to be about sexuality because that's the influence of the plane. See, each plane will have different harmonics or different photons associated with it, and that's what gives the plane its nuance or its flavor. And when you're living there, when your frequency is aligned with that, then that's going to determine what you believe and what you think and what your reality is and consensus reality, and everybody else who's living there is going to see things in the same way.
How do you move the energy, your focus, from one plane up to a higher plane?
Well, it would be spiritual would move it up. You know,
I'm
things
sorry?
Like meditation, spiritual development, things like meditation, sun gazing, diet, all of those things are going to play into it. And just the opposite, addictive stuff, alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, sexual addiction, poor food, will lower your vibration and you'll move down into lower planes, deeper and deeper, and until you finally fall off this plane. Basically, that's what happens when a person, an alcoholic, has a blackout. They literally fall off this plane, and they don't remember it because their consciousness can't deal with that. Until if they keep going there, after a while, they remember it, and that's what we call DTs, or the delirium tremors. And after a while, if they continue to drink, their frequency just won't be supported by this dimension that we call Earth, and they will die, or it'll look to us like they die. But what happens actually is they've just fallen down into a lower plane.
You think there's more specific work that you could do if it's all just frequency? I mean, it sounds like what you're doing is, besides just, you know, living a better life, it's also you could focus just on the frequencies of those higher planes and resonate them into the person, which is, sounds like that's what you're doing, right?
Yeah, but you really have to stay grounded if you're going to function. I mean, you can get up into those higher planes, but then you're grounded, and you have to be grounded is what I found.
So you really don't want to just go into the higher planes. You want to, like, get all the chakras additively more, so you got, like, all of them going at once would be really the cool.
Yeah, you want to be balanced. Because the whole idea here is to go back to God. You know, that's the end
Which
goal.
Which is all frequencies, all of them.
Yeah, exactly. God has all the frequencies, being that God is balanced and he has everything. And so to get there, you have to be balanced. You have to have all the frequencies. It's not about being good. It's not about being bad. It's about being balanced. And that's where the neutral aspect comes in. If you think of a yin-yang symbol, the two opposing symbols overlap with that line. That's the neutral of it. And that's really where everybody needs to go to maintain a state of balance. It's not about going into positive. It's not about going into negative. It's about being neutral and balanced. And that's the center line in the harmonics. It's the balance between the overtone and undertone. And that's actually how you get to go up and get back to God, basically.
Cool. Now, it's interesting. There are different paths that different people do. Some say just resonate love and light and source energy and let source do all the work. I mean, like Emmanuel, that's his main thing, is source is smarter than us. Let's just resonate that. And then there's another technique where you get very specific with the frequencies in the body, and you try and work with the frequency of a specific organ or cell to resonate it into its own harmony. And so it sounds like you're doing kind of a balance of these two away, or tell me, like, between those two, how do you work?
Both of those ways are very valid, and it depends on what the condition is that the person is dealing with. Sometimes, you can just use that general, you know, let the universal frequency come in. That is, you know, if you study Shabda Yoga, the sound and light, that's a eharmonic. And sometimes that I listen to that all the time, and that's very beneficial. But sometimes you need to get into the very, very precise frequency. So you need to use both, and I do. So to get back to, you were asking what the overall structure sort of the body is. And what I found is that it first starts out very subtly with the frequency, the sidereal frequency of the planets. The planets sort of put out the subtle architecture of the body, and that's where medical astrology comes in. And a lot of times if there's a serious illness, see, you have to get to the, illness and disease is dimensional and frequency specific. That means you have to get to the specific dimension and use the specific frequency to correct the imbalance in the person. And a lot of times if it's a serious illness, you have to start with planetary frequencies because it will be out of whack from there. And you have to straighten it out, which if you go into my website, there's the whole music of the spheres that I did the planets. After I figured out the chakra and the template, which is basically the arms, legs, trunk, and head and senses, I was using that as the working with people. And I said, geez, but you know, I want to work with organs and stuff. And at that time, I didn't know that the chakra system was the template for the whole body. I was starting to perceive it, but it wasn't that clear yet. And voice came back saying, you know, study astrology. And I said, study astrology? I mean, you don't want to be an astrologer. You want to be a healer. And it kept saying, study astrology. And so the first book I picked up was talking about medical astrology. And I said, oh, okay. You know, answers it. And so I made a sidereal rotation of the planet and have all the frequencies of all the celestial bodies, from the sun all the way up to Pluto, including Chiron. And those are very, very powerful to work for healing. And then at a more physical level, the chakra system comes into play and actually makes those frequencies more physical. It's like a step down, going from the planets and the celestial bodies into the chakra, into the physical, what we call the physical body.
So when you do a treatment on someone, do you do an assessment? How do you do the assessment first? And then what is the treatment like?
Well, usually what will happen, the person will come in with some sort of a diagnosis. They've gone to a doctor, or they've gone to other alternative therapists, or they've got a pain someplace, or they have something that's not functioning properly. And a lot of times I can see energy. I've had 5 near-death experiences, and I've been doing spiritual work. I used to meditate 12 hours a day, and I've just been studying and developing sensitivity for decades here. And so I can just look at somebody now and see the chakra that's out of whack and usually the petal that's not functioning properly and just go from there. And see, I've listened to all my CDs over and over and over again. So it's like I come in as a full symphony, and when you come in, I can sort of just look at you and say, okay, you know, these frequencies aren't functioning properly, and I can play those frequencies for you. So, I assess the person, and I'll assess them in terms of frequency and energy. It's not a diagnosis at all as far as a pathology or anything. I rarely ever work with pathologies at all. I kind of say, you know, doctors want a monopoly on pathologies, and so I give them all the pathologies they want. I deal with wellness and promote wellness with the person and promote wellness to bring the person back. And it's also about raising your frequency. As I said, illness and disease is dimensional and frequency specific. So if you can change a person's frequency or change the dimension they're living in, a lot of times the illness will just go away because
When you say raise your frequency, is it really a matter? I mean, are the higher chakras an actual higher frequency in hertz?
It's where they're living. But yes, they are. They're a different harmonic octave.
So they do. They go, and so that higher frequency range is important as far as so you can think of it as raising your vibration by going to, because then the crown chakra would be the highest frequency?
Well, no, the chakra system continues on. There's really three different bodies that we've got, each with a whole set of chakras. And that's what happens when the kundalini comes up. When the kundalini comes up, the first set of chakras goes down through the ground, and then that next body up literally comes down and aligns with what we call the physical body. And when my kundalini came up, it was really wild. I popped into that next body up, and I was literally looking. I was like 5 feet above my head looking down, and I'm going, man, the ground is so far down. And then after a few days, that body came in into the physical body, and my eyes lined up again.
Cool.
I haven't seen that in a while. It was really funny. Most people don't understand it, but I was cracking up over it. I still do.
You know what you're doing? I mean, it's like I've talked to you about, I'm doing a whole virtual reality system where you can look down and see a graphic of all this inside your body, and then you can actually have all those frequencies there. I mean, it seems like what you're doing has such a huge potential. I mean, humongous.
If it were to get mapped
out really, really clearly and really, you know, distinctly with all the frequencies and variations, it could be just major, where you wouldn't have to be there, you know, at all, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's waiting for the rest of the population to catch up.
Yeah. Well, goodness.
I mean, California is lovely, but the rest of the country is like, yeah, I mean, they don't have a clue, most of the rest of the country. It's, you know, to give you an example, in 2010, I went out to California. Somebody invited me out there. They heard me speak at a cranial conference, and they invited me to speak. And I literally had standing room only there. In Buffalo, I get about five people to come hear me speak.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's definitely starting to be little outcroppings everywhere, you know. I mean, even down in Georgia and North Carolina and Florida, I know there's like these little outcroppings and which you would never imagine in some places like that. And so, you know, it's like I think it's really starting to blossom and really you know, in a lot of people's hearts, you know. So even in the last few years, I think it's really transformed a lot.
Yes. Now, I'm using this time to develop stuff. It's I listen to everything that I make, and you can only listen to a few CDs at a day,
uh-huh.
And then your body has to readjust, and it just you listen to more. And I always use my own body as a guinea pig, because I would hate to do something that, or make something that's going to be detrimental to somebody.
So with these CDs, do you have to do a treatment with you to get the CDs, or do you just sell them?
I do require that. Well, the person can go on my website, www.harmonicsofhealing.org.
Uh-huh.
That's harmonicsofhealing.org, all one word. And you can look. There's almost 1,000 CDs up there. And so I don't have it that you can buy it off the website anymore.
Uh-huh.
I used to, but then people were buying the wrong CDs. And if you buy the wrong CDs, they don't work, and then they think that it doesn't work. So what I do is I have them email me or call me, and I'll basically give a free assessment and suggest, you know, this is what you should get. And then they can pay for it via PayPal or however they want to pay for it, and then I'll mail it out to them.
I got an idea. We don't have too much time, but and you don't have to do this, so just see what you think. Can you tell me what CDs I need?
it looks like sort of the second, third chakra range. There's looks like the left hip and the left side of the body is what out, I would suggest. That's a, those are two kettles on the third chakra. And the left side of the body, that kettle is actually the template for some aspects of a lot of the organs on the left. So spleen, left kidney, left side of the brain. It can manifest as all different things in there, and it probably will manifest. You see, as the body uses that frequency over and over again, what it's going to do will be that the petal will mess up, and then everything that's associated with it will be messed up as well.
That's interesting, because, you know, I have had my left hip has bothered me. I actually kind of fell at the airport coming back from Bali last week. And it actually triggered a meridian that's already been a problem. And so my left hip has actually been hurting for the last week.
The left hip, and probably what goes on is that frequency at the level of the seventh chakra is messing up the meridian. That's what I would say. The assessment that I would probably do.
And there's definitely been some third chakra stuff going on with some stuff and a couple of relationships, too.
Okay. Well,
cool.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. So harmonics of healing, harmonicsofhealing.org. And is there a phone number people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, 716-909-9616.
If and you what's go into your email?
My email is D as in Daryl, then B as in boy, R-A-N-N, and then number one. @gmail.com. And if you go into the website, there's a free, you can just click on a link, and it's for a free abundance CD. And you just click on it and fill out the form, and then I'll send you a free abundance CD that I've made that's really quite successful. It clears the fear that prevents abundance from coming into your being.
Cool. Well, it's incredible. I mean, your work's quite amazing, and it's like, you know, I think the level that you're working at and is really just so has so much potential just to change the world drastically. And so,
yeah.
I'm really, really admire what you're doing, and good luck and help. And
I'm impressed with what you're doing, too, in your institute. And if I get out to California, I'll definitely stop in to say hey.
Yeah. And if anybody's in, if we're around Buffalo, my brother lives in Massachusetts, so I might be up that way at some point. You know, we'll definitely stop in, and we'll meditate on changing the vibration of Buffalo.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and thanks for sharing what you shared.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. So, stay in touch.
All right, take care.